This is Radio Venus on BCB 106.6 FM.
Celebrating International Women's Day, 24 hours of female broadcasting in a Bradford style.
BCB 106.6 FM.
Good morning, Bradford. We are coming to you live from BCB 106.6 FM. I'm Maria. I'm a liability because I'm live on air and I'm flying solo today because my usual sidekick, Mercy, is on her way to Parliament. So we're going to catch up with her a bit later in the show. Hopefully, fingers crossed, let's hope the phones and technology work. We've got loads on the show for you today. We've also got loads for you on BCB in general today. So we're celebrating International Women's Day, Radio Venus. I'm going to start with a bit of music from CSS.
Γεια σας. Ακούτε τον κοινοτικό ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό του Bradford στα 96,7 FM. Καλώς ήρθατε στη γιορτή της Διεθνής ημέρας της Γυναίκας.
So in case you didn't catch me earlier, we're listening to BCB 106.6 FM live and it's International Women's Day. So we're celebrating Radio Venus like we do every year here on BCB. So now here on Radio Venus, we like to hear about all the great new things and ideas that women are coming up with in Bradford. And red hats and hijabs is a great example of that Bradford creativity. BCB's Shamim Akhtar spoke to Paula Truman to find out more about this.
So I'm here in the studio with Paula Truman, and Paula has joined me today to talk about an initiative called Red Hats and Hijabs. Thank you so much for joining me, Paula.
Thank you for asking me.
No, you're most welcome. Now, red hats and hijabs. I wear a hijab. I've seen you wear a red hat. Tell me about the concept. Where has this come from?
Right, okay. I was away early last year and I saw all these women wearing purple and red hats. And I thought, oh, I wonder what that's about. And it's based on a poem by a woman called Jenny Joseph that's called When I Am Old. I think that's the title of the poem. When I Am Old, and it's something like, I will wear purple and a red hat that doesn't match and basically do outrageous things. So it's about getting older, but then not giving a care and just enjoying yourself and not worrying about what people think. There's a line like, you know, I'll sit on the pavement and I'll run my umbrella along railings and I'll say we've enough money, we haven't enough money for butter and all these sort of crazy things. So there's a society called the Red Hat Society, which I think started in the States for women predominantly over the age of 50, but you can join if you're younger. And with the Red Hat Society, if you're under 50, you wear a pink hat because you are a lady in waiting. But if you're over 50, you wear a red hat.
Oh, I love that.
And it's about women getting together and it's just about having fun. So just enjoying yourself, making new friendships, doing what you want to do, just having time for yourself. And, you know, over 50, you know, some, not all women, but some women might have brought up a family. You know, they've perhaps been working as well, had lots of pressures, home life, work life. And then as they get older, they might have more time for themselves and more time just to do what they want to do and what we want to do as women without, you know, the pressures that you have when you're raising a family and going out to work. Anyway, I looked into this and the nearest one is in Cleckheaton and it's just a Red Hat Society. So it's Cleckheaton, so it's all, seems to be, I didn't meet all the group, but I think predominantly white women who all wear red hats. They tend to be, well, the woman who runs it, she's over 70. They tend to be older women, but they've been going a very long time. And it's just all about having fun. They might go off on the train to York for the day. They might go out to the theatre. I think they've even been away for the weekend. They might do some creative workshops. They meet, I think, twice a month for what they call hats and chats and just have a coffee and a catch-up and decide what activities they want to do. So I started thinking about that and I thought it would be brilliant to do something similar. And I've got a colleague, Fahira, who couldn't be here today, unfortunately, and she wears a hijab. And we've only been colleagues for just over a year, but we've become the greatest of friends and we've been away together. And we went to Italy together. And do you know what? Fahira wearing a hijab actually sparked a lot of conversations. It wasn't a barrier at all. So that was wonderful. And I said, you know what, we should start a group and call it Red Hats and Hijabs, because then women could mix, women, you know, who wear hijabs, because for some people, a hijab, for whatever reason, some people see it as a bit of a barrier. And yet we're just all women underneath, all have similar feelings, similar views. And as I say, Fahira and I have become the best of friends. And we just think it'll be a way of women getting together, but also women mixing and realising that we've more in common than less, really. And so we just think it'd be a great friendship group and hopefully spark different friendships.
Absolutely. It sounds really wonderful. So tell us at what stage you're at with putting all this together.
Right. Well, we were hoping, for obvious reasons, to launch it on International Women's Day. Now, I'm away next week, so it couldn't actually be on the day. Then we were hoping to do it, well, let's do it in the month of March. But various things have got in the way. We've got Ramadan coming up. We've got local elections and we've got some councillors involved. So in the end, it was all going to be a bit of a rush. So we thought, you know what, even though it would be perfect to launch it this month, let's not rush it. Let's wait until after Eid and let's do it in May and after the election period. So probably towards the end of May.
Wonderful. And is it going to be like a membership organisation? How can women be part of it?
Well, in the one that we've talked to in Cleckheaton, theirs is a membership organisation and they're connected to the Red Hat Society, which is based in the States. But we don't want there to be any barriers and we don't want people to have to, I mean, we might do things where people have to pay, but we don't want there to be a membership fee. We want anybody to join who wants to join. But everybody we've spoken to about it loves the idea. So we think, but we don't know because it's up to the members, we think, pardon me, probably what will happen is we'll probably have a launch and hopefully have loads and loads of people there. And then we think it might be better to have smaller groups in people's localities, in people's neighbourhood, because if it's in the evening, people don't want to travel far in the evening. Mm. So that's how it might be. And it might be that we get together as a huge group once a year or something. I don't know. It'll depend how many people turn up, what areas they're from and what they want to do, basically. So we don't want to say, look, this is what you've got to do. We want to hear what.
Yeah. So it's actually giving ownership to the people who are part of it, to the women who are part
of it. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we both work in Shipley, but Fahira actually lives in Dewsbury. So we had thought we'd initially start in Shipley, but it might be that because we're trying to make it district-wide, we might try and make the first event a central thing because that might attract more people.
Oh, it sounds great. And without even realising, I've got a red hijab on today because I didn't even know I was going to interview today.
But you see, things work in mysterious ways. Absolutely. So I think you were just that red hijab jumped out and you had to put it on this
absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. It was a choice between a green one and a red one. And I thought, no, I'll go with the red today. So I'm really glad I did because I think it sounds great. And it's about having these spaces, safe spaces for women, isn't
absolutely.
It? Especially with everything that's in the news and, you know, and women's safety is paramount. But,
yes.
you know, we hear lots of devastating stories and things. So I think having these spaces, having groups of women and having women come together from different backgrounds is an amazing thing.
Yeah, yeah. And just sharing your own stories that are often very similar and realising that we're not all different, we're all very, yeah. very similar. And what we're hoping to do is get some funding so that if women haven't got enough money, if we want to do an activity, that there'll be a fund that can be used to help them take part. Because, as I say, we don't want money to be a barrier.
Yeah, accessibility is so important, yeah. isn't it? So we are celebrating International Women's Day. What does this mean to you, Paula? Tell us about your thoughts on this.
International Women's Day. I think it's a great time to show respect for women and value everything that women do. I think that women are often taken for granted. They're often the ones that are struggling, you know, to make ends meet with finances. The burden of responsibility for childcare still seems to rest with women. The responsibility for housework. Don't get me started.
Don't get me started as well.
And I think the thing is that as when you're a mum, I mean, you don't just have to be a mum. You might be a carer. You might be looking after elderly relatives. You might be looking, you know, it's just, I've got some friends who are that sandwich generation where they've got their parents still alive and they're trying to care for them. They're still working and then they've got grandchildren. They might be working part time. So the days they're not working, they might be caring for their grandchildren as well as trying to care for the elderly parents. And do they call it something like the sandwich generation? Because you're stuck in the middle. And I just think, feel for those friends, and there'll be loads of women out there that are doing it, probably men as well, but the predominantly women who are doing that are trying to meet everybody's needs and their own needs are being forgotten. So for red hats and hijabs, if it can be one night, even if it's only one night a month where a woman has some time for herself to let go, have fun and just celebrate being a woman and celebrate with other women.
Absolutely. That's so wonderful. So red hats and hijabs, it's a work in progress at the moment,
that's
but hopefully
right.
the launch isn't going to be too far off. So I'm presuming you haven't got any websites or where people can get information.
Not yet, but we'll try and set one up as quickly as possible. I'll obviously keep in touch with BCB.
Wonderful.
And with local press as well to try and get the message out there so that hopefully people will hear about it. And because I actually work for the council, I work for neighbourhood services. So it could be that, you know, my colleagues in other areas, in other neighbourhoods, can get the message out and get posters up and that sort of thing.
Wonderful. So thank you very much for talking to me today, Paula. It's been great to hear about red hats and hijabs.
Thank you.
So that was BCB's Shamim Akhtar speaking to Paula Truman about the Red Hats and Hijabs project that we'll be launching very soon. And we'll be letting you know just as soon as they get a launch date for that project. Right, we're flying by the seat of our pants today. I've got a guest with me, but we're not going to go to her just yet because we're also lining up a phone call. It's all go. Let's have a bit of music.
About their monkey men, about their trifling husbands and their no good friends. Well, peaceful women, they sit around all day and moan. They're wondering why, they're wondering, Papa, don't come home. Why women don't worry, wild women don't get. Find a new home. I'll go out and drink good whiskey, walk the streets all night. Then I kick my man out if he don't do me right. 'Cause wild women don't worry, wild women don't get the blues. Come on in, baby.
Some people like to play Girls Just Want to Have Fun, I'm Every Woman, but I always play as a tradition Mama Cass, Wild Women on International Women's Day. Right, you are listening to BCB 106.6 FM, and if all things have gone right, we should have Mercy Katola on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Mercy! Hello. Mercy, I miss you. Why aren't you here with me right now?
I need to go see the House of Parliament.
Oh, yeah, you just got to go and sort them out. Mercy, why are you going to Parliament? Tell us what you're up to.
There's a lot of things which is going to happen. The main thing is the speeches, and some of us to go and see the place as well. You can talk to some of the ladies in here as well.
Okay, brilliant.
So, Wendy.
Are you doing a speech, Mercy?
Who is it, Mercy?
Mary.
Live on BCB.
Live on BCB. Hello, it's Wendy from BCB Meet.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, tell us what you're up to today.
It's hello.
Tell us what you're doing today.
We're going down to London. We're all on a minibus going down to London. And we're going to be speaking at Parliament this afternoon for International Women's Day.
Wonderful. So are you all going to be speaking about different subjects?
Yeah.
So tell our listeners who you are and what you're going to be speaking about.
So I'm Wendy Lewis from Free to Be Me, and I will be speaking about women of colour and women that are identified as LGBT.
Wonderful. And who's going to be listening to these speeches?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you. It's not particularly loud, but we can just about hear you. So,
I've got also Nana. Nana, she's going to make a speech as well.
Nana, what are you going to be speaking about?
Hello.
Hello.
Happy International Day to all of you. I want to tell everyone, that you are special and you're valued. Yeah, so enjoy your day. Today's our day. Just be happy and merry. And I'm more than excited. First time I'm going to, the House of Parliament. And I'm also going to make...
You're breaking up.
Yes. Am I?
Yeah, sorry, it's not the best line, but we know that there's a group of you. I think, is it 33 of you? Is that right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you're all heading down to London, Houses of Parliament, marking International Women's Day, but you're also going to speak on all these different subjects, which is absolutely brilliant. Who else have we got in the gang there today? Did I hear Beth Mullaney?
I have World Want to Talk. I've got Uma, I've got Maya. What's your name? Sorry.
And a few others. I don't know who wants to talk now.
Maria?
Yeah?
We are almost 11 of us.
11 of you there.
Having a good time. And we can't wait, You can talk to Flan as well.
Well, I think we've got... what are you going to be talking about, Mercy? I need to know.
There's some, they're going to be talking about mental health.
Right.
And some about climate change.
Wonderful.
And some of the other topics.
Okay. And do you know, Mercy, who's going to be listening to these speeches? The joys of life.
You can have a talk to Fran. She's got a line up. Yeah.
I have been... Yeah, the other topic that we're talking about was growing up in a mixed heritage background.
Right, so dual heritage, brilliant.
Yeah.
So lots of different subjects that you're all going to be talking about. So can we put Mercy back on, please?
Sorry, we are breaking up.
Yeah, it's not the best line. It's not the best line. But Mercy, gutted you're not here, but I think what you're doing today is absolutely brilliant. So we absolutely wish you the best of luck. Have a brilliant day, won't you?
Yeah, same to you as well. Enjoy the day.
Thanks Enjoy it. Make the most of it. You'll smash it with those speeches, ladies. You really will. And yeah, get down there and sort Parliament out.
Thank you.
All right. Best of luck, ladies. Have a brilliant day.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. So that was Mercy Katola and a whole group of women. I think she said there are 11 of them heading down to Parliament. As you could tell, we're coming from you live. So the line wasn't the best, but hopefully you got a flavour of what they're up to today. I'm going to be bringing in a special guest in a second, just after this jingle.
ABCB ਰੇਡੀਓ ਹੈ ਮੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰਪਾਲ ਸੰਧੂ ਹੈ ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਭੈਣਾਂ ਦਾ ਦਿਨ ਮਨਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਆਸ ਕਰਦੀ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਦਿਨ ਖੁਸ਼ੀਆਂ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੋਵੇ
Right, so we're back at you on BCB 106.6 FM and I've got a guest with me today my other sidekick Jenny Harris, and she's here as executive producer from Bradford 2025 today. Hello.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, it's crispy.
It is crispy. Yeah, that's a good word for today. Can I just tell you as well, in my little handover sheet that Mary Dowson matriarch of BCB handed to me this morning, and now I can't find it. But anyway, she basically, on our little lineup thing, says, guest, Jenny Harris, Wonder Woman of Bradford.
Well, I think there are many, many Wonder Women of Bradford out there, Maria.
There absolutely are, yeah. So, we were chatting off air about all the exciting things you've been up to in your still really new role.
Yes, been about a month so far, just over a month. So it's been crazy. So for those of you who don't know, exec producer is a really fancy title, but it means developing and delivering the programme. So supporting Shanaz with her ideas and making them real, which is really exciting because it's all the creative stuff, you know, the actual events and exhibitions and big spectacles that will happen in 2025.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Yeah. It's really exciting. It's also, I'm not going to lie, really scary right now. but just because we've got lots to do and there's we've got a countdown clock.
Oh, wow.
Somebody has very kindly put a countdown clock, and it's only about 665 days or something to go.
But so, still, it's going to be 665 very busy days,
no pressure.
I'm guessing.
I'm really happy and excited to be working full time in Bradford again, which is, you know, fabulous. I'm on the bus every day coming into Bradford.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really nice. For the listeners to know a little bit about your background, because you started in music, didn't you?
I did. So I'm from Bradford. I've lived here for most of my life. And I loved music and was always part of the music scene at school and locally. Like the 1 in 12 club, me and my friend Emma used to play all the time. We used to just go out. We were absolutely terrible, but we kind of learned to play and sing by doing it. At the 1 in 12 club and other places like that. And then I went away to study music and came back. And then I've worked in promoting and festivals, some theatre. So I've been really lucky, really. I've always been involved in music and the arts in some way or another, and it's always had really strong connections to Bradford, obviously.
Yes.
So, yeah, I feel really excited that I can sort of work on this really big project for Bradford 2025 for sure. And it'll have lots of music in it.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. And you mentioned the 1 in 12 club. And one of the things I absolutely love about Bradford is it's always had a really wonderful DIY ethic.
Yeah.
And 1 in 12 is a good example of that, isn't it?
It really is. And I think just... the subcultures that we've had in Bradford have always been really strong. You know, when we were growing up, we didn't really go to pubs. We went to hotels and people had nights and happenings, and people make things from what they've got. You know, it's never been a particularly wealthy city as Bradford has it in the last few years, but people are really creative with the things that are around them. And I love that about Bradford people, that we know how to have a good time using the people and the things that are around us. And I just think, yeah, it's a really important part of Bradford's history. You know, we've got quite a radical history, haven't we, of free school meals and the birthplace of the labour movement and, you know, community arts back in the day. When I was growing up, I remember there were lots of people with beards and sandals doing crazy things. Didn't really know what they were doing.
Not much has changed.
No, I know. But, you know, I think all of that you take on, don't you? Becomes part of your DNA. So I hope we manage to express some of that in the Year of Culture as well. Something that makes Bradford Bradford, you know.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So you mentioned spectacle. I'm guessing you can't tell us too much about what to expect at this stage.
No, it's really annoying. Everybody wants to know. It's the question you asked for the next 18 months, right? What's in the programme? But in a way, because everything's at that point of being developed, we've got to raise a lot of money as well make it happen. So it wouldn't be fair of me really to give too much away about the programme at this stage. As you can imagine, we're being really ambitious and nothing's off the table really at the moment. But I think we want to make sure that there's lots of stuff happening
very locally so that people can engage with arts and culture in their streets and communities, but also that we have these big coming together moments. And that's what I mean by spectacle, really. Yeah. You want both ends, don't you? You want big wow moments that people won't forget, and you want small, significant moments that move people. So it's everything in between, really.
Yeah, and
those two.
And I'm really excited about it. And I think Bradford, people don't think of Bradford as offering spectacle, but I think Bradford does it really well. It's like just thinking back to the launch of City Park.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, and we were the first, you remember the Aurora, the Borealis project that the local authority brought to Bradford last year. You know, that quite a simple concept, really, but it was everywhere else took it after Bradford, and people, you know, watching people engage with those big spectacle projects is really moving, because they're really, really, they're free, they're accessible. Yeah. You can come into town and have, you know, that moment. And we've also got amazing natural spectacle, right? We've got like the Cow and Calf and amazing moors and beautiful countryside. So I think there's lots to play with.
Yeah. So exciting.
I know.
So exciting. Oh, are you going to stick around for a bit, Jenny?
I will do, yeah.
Well, let's have a track. I've brought a bit of Kate Bush in for you.
Thank you.
Extraordinary.
That's Kate Bush with The Big Sky. And we've got another pre-record coming up next. So a group of 33 women from Bradford are heading down to London to the Houses of Parliament, as we heard earlier when we attempted our phone call. Want the best connection. But they're going down there to mark International Women's Day. Many of them have prepared speeches to deliver, so they're going to be looking at themes like climate change, mental health, mixed heritage and the cost of living crisis. We at BCB have been really lucky because we've had a sneak preview and we are actually going to be broadcasting their speeches throughout the day. So here's a pre-record with Michelle Whittaker.
Hello, my name's Michelle Whittaker. I am here to let you know how the cost of living crisis has affected me, not only financially, but also emotionally and mentally. Financially, it's crippling. Bills are going up and we are all struggling. Our food shopping was costing us around £40 a week to feed a family of four, but now it is costing us £60 to £70 a week. When your disposable income is zero, this is heartbreaking. I worry every day that I can't keep my children warm and I can't afford to heat my home. I'm having to go to food banks just to survive, and this still doesn't have the means to support my family. We cannot go on holidays, afford to buy a car or luxuries in life. Many people's luxuries in life are sunny holidays, where mine is a walk to the shop to buy a bag of sweets for my children or a pudding for after the family dinner. The money we have simply pays the gas, the electric, the rent, council tax and basic clothing costs. My husband works full time and I receive £99 a week on child tax credit at the moment, but that will be cut down to £83 a week in April. We are having to budget everything. This still doesn't meet our basic needs. We are living hand to mouth every month, as so many are doing. Emotionally, it's draining. My son had an operation back in October of last year to correct a deformity of his right foot. I had so many bad days at the hospital as it opened even more worry and stress. I was unable to work or even look for work due to the amount of time in hospital and the weekly checkups once his cast came off, and each week after for the dressings to be changed due to a bad infection. How can I be there for my son but also be at home for my daughter? We were in Leeds Hospital and going back and forwards was not an option as I don't drive. So having to travel by bus has been very costly. My husband had to take time off work, so we had lost money which we could not afford to lose. I couldn't eat at the hospital as I had no money to buy food. I was living off cups of water and cups of coffee that were free in the parents' room. I broke down so many times due to the emotional pressure that was put on me, not only as a mother, but as a woman. I know I had to be strong for my son and family, but I also had to be strong for myself, for my own mental health. If I wasn't strong, then my family would have fallen apart, and it was so tiring. It's mentally affecting me due to feeling that I am not good enough. I am struggling with depression and anxiety each and every day. I've seen a doctor for help and been given medication, but I can't even afford to pay for that.
Bonjour, tout le monde à Bradford. Nom moi, c'est Sharon Jean-Baptiste. Moi, j'ai écouté radio station là, BCB Radio. Merci beaucoup et bonjour.
So we're back live on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Michelle Whittaker. She's one of the women who's in London today and she's going to be speaking at the Houses of Parliament. So thanks so much to Michelle for sharing her experience of the cost of living crisis, which, as we all know, is disproportionately impacting people who are already vulnerable. So thanks, Michelle, for sharing that with us. It's really important that we keep sharing and listening to those real experiences of what it's like for people, and that we continue to challenge the situation. So Jenny's still here and she's got to go soon. So
yes, back to
yeah, we were just off air, obviously listening to Michelle and just despairing a little bit about the world, which I guess is why, another reason why it's so good that we have got something like the theatre culture to look forward to.
Well, and also International Women's Day. It's really important, isn't it? Because it gives a platform to some of the stories that, you know, aren't part of the mainstream narrative a lot of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so got a bit of a tricky question here for you. So we've obviously just talked about cost of living, and we're in this kind of really tricky situation in our country. How does Bradford 2025 reconcile the fact that we've got funding coming in and we're going to have this wonderful celebration, but in this very difficult climate for a lot of people? I'm asking it because I know that that's going to be a T&A comments.
It is. And I think it's a really good question. I think I'm one of those people who believes that, as well as basically your basic needs in life, if you like, the ability to feed yourself and have a roof over your head, actually a really, really fundamental, important part of what makes us human is our creative life and our creative beings, you know. And I just think it's so incredibly important, and one of the really sad things over the last few years has been the sort of diminishing of particularly cultural education in schools. Actually, you know, lots and lots of kids in our education system are never going to be really good at taking exams, and actually giving people really interesting, creative options, we know, broadens people's horizons in all sorts of different ways. So for me, it's a really fundamental part of what makes us human and what we are. So that is partly my counter to that. But I agree, I think we're living in really, really challenging times. We know that local authorities have got fewer and fewer resources, you know, and they've decided, the local authority here has decided to invest in culture, but it's doing that for all sorts of reasons, you know, a lot of which is telling new stories about Bradford, trying to challenge some of the stereotyped boring narratives that we see often in the press about Bradford. It's also about new jobs and investment into the city. So there's and promoting tourism. So there's all sorts of reasons why Bradford have decided that this is a really important project to get behind, that aren't just because we'll have nice things. But for me, it's just really an opportunity to you know, really endeavour to make sure we're in every classroom and showing people what arts and culture can bring, really.
Yeah, so, brilliant. Yeah. Completely agree. Thanks for that, Jenny. Yeah, you're welcome. I think, it really winds me up when people who are kind of experiencing poverty and, you know, going through a difficult time, when there's a bit of a narrative out there as well that's kind of like, you know, what they're doing with a Netflix account and with a mobile phone. And it's like everyone is entitled to that enrichment and that enjoyment.
Exactly. We live in very judgmental times, don't we? And one of the things that arts and culture is really good at is developing empathetic skills, you know, and showing other ways of being and other ways of life. And I think that's why it's so important.
Yeah. And also, there's so much out there. There's so much out there now, anyway, that's, you know, free to access and a great way for people to kind of get together and enjoy things and just really kind of, you know, celebrate all the kind of wonderful
connections that we have. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there will be loads of free to attend things as part of the programme. You know, that's going to be a big part of it.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for joining us
today, Jenny. You're very welcome.
And very excited about Bradford 2025. I know you've got to shoot off now, so thanks for joining us. And we are going to go to another track. I do believe, if this works, it's Jackie Shane.
I'm coming down, 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 coming down with a heartache.
ABCB Radio ਹੈ ਮੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਗੁਰਪਾਲ ਸੰਧੂ ਹੈ ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਭੈਣਾਂ ਦਾ ਦਿਨ ਮਨਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਆਸ ਕਰਦੀ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਦਿਨ ਖੁਸ਼ੀਆਂ ਭਰਿਆ ਹੋਵੇ
So we just heard a track by Jackie Shane and thank you to our live guest Jenny Harris, the executive producer from Bradford 2025 for joining us. And we've got another little recording for you from one of the 33 women who's heading down to the Houses of Parliament today to mark International Women's Day. We're going to hear from Saffron now.
Hi, my name's Saffron and I've come here from Bradford to talk about being a young female who is dual heritage and disabled. I've always felt an outsider with being mixed race and disabled. I've overcome so many barriers to get to where I am now, and I still face them on a regular basis. All my life I've had struggles with understanding my identity, as I've had a lot of people question me, you're not mixed race, like they're the expert. My hair is one main struggle with me. Still today I'm trying to accept it and realise it's part of me. I shouldn't feel ashamed. I have cerebral palsy and I'm an electric and manual wheelchair user. I've always felt guilty or uncomfortable with using it as I'm able to walk and I'm not always in it, but I get in a lot of pain and get fatigue. Society is the first to judge a situation without knowing the facts. That leads to my next issue. There is a lack of tax services for people in wheelchairs. Not only that, they charge me up to 3 times more money. Has someone forgotten we're in a cost of living crisis and expect that people with disabilities are loaded? Me as a young disabled adult should have freedom. However, taxis that provide wheelchair access stop their services at 8 p.m, which needs to change. I've got autism, hypermobility syndrome and a heart condition, so I've been involved with health specialists all my life. Having autism as a woman can be and has been for myself very challenging. This is because there isn't enough awareness around autism in females. I believe that it is less often recognised as a condition which affects the females. I got diagnosed when I was 14. This has led to the habit of me masking in social situations and everyday life. In other words, suppressing my autistic self to fit in. I am at uni and I bet you think, wow, that's so good, why are you complaining? Let me tell you, I may be at uni, but sadly in this day and age, universities still struggle to cater for people with physical disabilities and autism. Due to the lack of staff and resources, I've had a rollercoaster ride throughout my first academic year. Even though the uni had lots of time to put things in place, they give me all the hope they could cater for my needs with all the services they provided. It's like they're ticking boxes but not putting things correctly into practice. I should be able to move up in life and succeed no matter what.
So that was Saffron. Thank you to her. Another one of the women from Bradford who's in London today to speak at the Houses of Parliament. And as I mentioned earlier, you'll be able to hear more of their speeches throughout the day on Radio Venus. And we are listening to Radio Venus live on BCB 106.6 FM with me, Maria. Let's have a bit more music.
With love, yeah. 'Cause when things go wrong, we still be strong. No matter what they bring, we still be here. 'Cause when things go wrong, we still be here. Tell me one more way you're headed to with your baggage. Oh, this one, my young one, listen, both see your baggage. Ooh. 'Cause when things are hard, you must work right. 'Cause when things go hard, you be alright. Oh, been inside that darkness for too long. Woman, don't you know you're a queen? Cause your queendom is gone so quickly. All it is when I end up with your truth. My name's Jerry Whitten, then don't do you. You must walk out when things go wrong. You must walk out that way. Keep it right. Keep it right. You can't go wrong in this. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong in this. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong in this. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong in this. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong in this. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong in this. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong in this.
ये बीसीबी रेडियो है। मेरा नाम परमजीत बसरा है। आज हम सब यहाँ अंतर्राष्ट्रीय नारी दिवस बहनों का दिन मना रहे हैं। आशा करती हूँ ये दिन आप सब के लिए खुशियों भरा हो।
So we just had a track from Les Amazons d'Afrique. So I hope you've enjoyed some of the tunes I've played today, as well as all the pre-records and the discussion we've had. And hope you're looking forward to a brilliant International Women's Day today. Stay tuned to Radio Venus because we've got loads of stuff coming up. And I'm going to read them out to you now. So after this show at 9 o'clock, we've got Women in Uniform. So we've got Carol talking to Bradford photographer Shai Burhan, and she's going to be talking about some of the women she's been photographing for her exhibition, Women in Uniform. So looking forward to hearing more about that. At 10 o'clock, we've got About Bradford with Shamim Akhtar, and Shamim and Shamali are going to be celebrating International Women's Day with a lively array of Bradford women who are going to be dropping into the studio. There's going to be a live link to an event that's happening at the Equity Centre today. After that, we've got Resilient Women with Sahar, and we're going to hear about the amazing experiences of two local women who are immigrants here in the UK. So we look forward to hearing about that at 12 till 1 o'clock. And basically, I could just read out a huge long list. Can you hear my paper? Of things that are happening right up till midnight tonight. So stay tuned. You can also listen again if you hop onto the BCB website, bcbradio.co.uk. There is a listen again button, so you can select your time, select your show, and listen back to anything you want to. So all good here on BCB. Right, how long have we got left? We've got just over 3 minutes left. So I think I am now going to say goodbye. Thanks for bearing with me. I do this once a year, which is why it's slightly chaotic. No knobs have fallen off in my hands. We've had one or two faders not go up quickly enough, but I think pretty much we've held it together. So, yeah, thanks for staying with me. I've been Maria. This has been Radio Venus Breakfast Show on BCB 106.6 FM. And I'm going to leave you with a bit of Wendy and Lisa. Oh, I must say, before I go, just in case anyone was wondering, International Men's Day is November the 19th. OK, thanks. Have a good day, everyone. Bye.